أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, we'll continue our lesson with Aqa'id al-Imamiyya book for Sheikh al-Mudhaffar, qaddasallahu nafsahu az-zakiyya, and with the previous lesson, we talked about the infallibility of the Imam. Then we continue to the attributes and knowledge of the Imam, and we didn't finish the topic attributes and knowledge of the Imam, and here we are talk about the of the Imam. Let me give you some explanations to contact the last lesson with this new lesson. All right. Okay. According to us, that Imam knows everything, knows all the information. He has all the knowledge in this world, and he never been asked a question. Okay. And he say, I don't know, or let me ask and give you and bring the answer just like me all the times. Or he never wanted to know anything and he can't. We believe in that. As Shia Imamiyya, we believe that our 14th Imams within النبي صلى الله عليه وآله and الصديقة الكبرى فاطمة الزهراء صلوات الله وسلامه عليها and the 12th Imams, they are infallible, and their knowledge it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that Amir al-Mu'mineen صلوات الله وسلامه عليه, when the Prophet dies, was dying, he asked Amir al-Mu'mineen to come to whisper in his ear, and he told him. Then when people asked him, what does that the Prophet told you, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi salamu alayhi, he said that the Prophet علمني من العلم ألف باب في كل باب يفتح منه ألف باب. So that the Prophet taught me 1,000 fields of science, and in each field there are 1,000 field or 1,000 paths of science. Of science inside it. So all these information that we've taken it from the prophets. Okay, and all the information that the Imam has, it is through the Prophet, and the Prophet has his knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there is something in you in front of the Imam, so Imam has his own what we call it al-quwwa al-qudsiyya, has his own knowledge of taking information through this power of knowledge.
that Allah gave it to the Imam. If the Imam wants to know something, anything in this world or in the sky, anywhere or everywhere, he will know it. Just he concentrate on that thing, he will has all the information about that thing. It happened many times with all imams that shown to us that the imam has the knowledge, has the information. Let me tell you a story about an imam. I think Imam al-Hujjah ajallahu farajahu sallallahu makhrajah. Yes, when his father died, some people they came from distance away and they heard about that al-Imam al-Hasan al-Askari died. They want to see their new imam, who is he, and they want to ask him a few questions. They have some masail shar'iyya, and they bring the khums with them to give to the new imam. Then the brother of al-Imam al-Hasan, they call it al-Abbas al-Kadhab, as I remember, if I'm not wrong, he said, I am the imam. He said, I am the imam. Then those people came to him and they asked this man about some questions, and he didn't answer them the right answer. So they go back to their homes. Okay, but before they leave Samarra, al-Imam al-Hujjah ajallallahu farajahu sallallahu makhrajah sent behind them his servant, and he told them that the Imam is waiting for you to answer all your questions. Come and see him. Those people came back and they were honored by seeing al-Imam al-Hujjah ajallahu farajahu when he was still young. They started to ask him a few questions. He answered all their questions. Then he told them, told one of them, he told him, you have khums to us, you have mal al-khums lana, and in this money there is one gold dinar, and this gold dinar has such description. He described exact description of that dinar. And when those people opened this the money, they had it, malakums, and they found this dinar, golden dinar, exactly just like, yes, exactly just like what al-Imam told them. Okay, then they believe that he is the Imam, and they greet him. They greeted him and they left, and they believe that al-Imam is al-Hujjah ibn al-Hasan, and they saw him in their eyes. Alright, here we're still talking about the knowledge of the Imam, and on the grounds of this experimental facts demonstrated by ancient and recent philosophers, certain people can attain their utmost inspirational competence. This is what was in last lesson. On the strength of this fact, we can conclude that the holy Imams عليهم أفضل الصلاة والسلام hold the highest degree of the power of intuition, especially when we come to know that they possess the purest minds that are ready to receive information at all times, in all states, and under all circumstances. Accordingly, and as has been previously maintained, when the Imam gives attention to something and wills to know it, he will know it through this holy inspirational power without premeditation, introduction, or instruction of mentors. Such information will then manifest itself in the minds of the holy Imams. In the same way as visible things reflect themselves in mirrors without diamonds or obscurity. You see, brothers and sisters, that the Imam has what? Has the holy inspirational power without premeditation or introduction or instruction of mentors. This fact reveals itself very clearly in the history of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and Imams alayhi afdal as-salatu wassalam, who never attend the class of any mentor. We told you that before. Nor received the instructions of any scholar since early childhood up to maturity. Nobody ever taught them any aspect of science or art, including reading and writing. History tells us that they were never reported to have joined elementary schools or studied under a teacher. In spite of this, they never delayed an answer to any question that was addressed to them. Moreover, their tongues never uttered the statement, "I don't know." You see? And they never withheld the answer to a question so as to consult others or deliberate, etc. Unlike the holy Imams, biographies of every Muslim's jurisprudent narrator or master scholar contains information about the names of those who educated, taught, and trained them in fields in which they, excelled. Moreover, such biographies contain situations in which such scholars could not find answers to many questions and doubted many others. This is indeed ordinary in the lives of human beings, in all places and times. You see, brothers and sisters, we reach to a result that Imam Ma'soom, he knows everything, and whenever he wanted to know a new information, okay, something that he wanted to know it immediately, he just concentrate on that thing, he will know all the information about that thing. That because of what, dear brothers and sisters? That because that through this holy inspirational power, and that inspirational power without premeditation, without introduction or instruction of mentors or any other teachers. They know everything. There is no simple information or details they don't know. So this is the Imam. This is the knowledge of Imam that we believe in, and we know about Imam, while others, they don't believe in this. This is for today.
والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.